It is time for us to check sports. Let's bring in Mike Kozik. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Oh, what a morning. I was meant to have a guest on at 6:20. I read it wrong. I thought it was 8:20. And so I had to call her and reschedule her for 8:30. And then by doing that, I was on the phone. So your phone call was channeled into a different place. Hopefully everything will settle down. Now, do you have much rain there this morning yet?
None yet.
There's bands of rain that are going to come in and get you this morning.
That's all right.
Yeah. Well, I made the biggest mistake in the world last night.
Yeah, you took the wrong team.
On top of that, watching what a terrible game.
I watched it for about 18 seconds. Yeah. Every time I put it on, it was 2nd and 40. Guys were running backwards. It looked like comedy show.
It was a terrible game. It was a terrible game. It wound up, what, 7-3?
10-3.
10-3. But both teams had ample chances to score 20 points, 20, 21 points. It was just terrible.
When your leading rusher in the game has 39 yards total for either team, that's a pretty lousy game in my eyes.
Oh, it was. It was horrible.
Maybe they need to actually play in preseason.
Bingo. You can't. That's something else. All right. So now, very quickly, because we have to do our picks. So you're keeping track now. I'm 0-1 and you're 1-0, right?
Yep, I got it going.
Okay. So now we've got three more games to pick for this weekend. Let me roll through mine. Okay.
I got mine down. Yep.
All right. We're going to start off with Cleveland over Tennessee.
All right.
I'm going to take Cleveland over Tennessee. I am going to take, this is so terrible. I'm going to take New England over Pittsburgh. And my final pick will be New Orleans over Houston.
Can't take that. That's Monday.
Oh, it's Monday? Okay. Then my final pick will be... I'm going to take Atlanta over Minnesota.
Okay, so you got Cleveland, New England, and Atlanta.
Yep.
All right. I'm taking the Eagles over Washington. I'm taking, I don't know where they play anymore, the Chargers against the Colts. And I'm taking Dallas over the Giants.
All right.
These are more plays against teams than for teams.
Yeah. Well, I just figured that I'd leave the Giants off the list this year as best I can.
they could be a good bet against every week.
They could be, but you never can tell. All right. Now, speaking about football, let's go to baseball.
Okay.
Another outstanding day for the little baseball. St. Louis beat San Francisco 10-0. Oakland over the Angels 10-6. Miami over Pittsburgh 10-7. Chicago over Milwaukee 10-5. And in a game that I think was a big comeback for them, and it was a big win.
They were getting beat.
Yeah, Houston came back and beat Seattle 11-9. And folks, whether you want to believe it or not, Houston, the Yankees, and the Dodgers are all trying for that best record for home field advantage throughout the playoffs. That's why it was a big win that they pulled off yesterday.
Yeah, you're running out of games here.
Yeah.
So you can't fall too many behind because you're not going to make them up.
Right. And Boston lost.
2-1 to Minnesota.
Yeah, 6.5 out. Did you see that? How they lost that in the last play of the game?
No.
It was one of those Fenway singles off the Green Monster.
Mm-hmm.
The kid from Minnesota played it perfectly and just threw. The Red Sox had a man on second. Just nailed him dead to rights at the plate. Ball bounced right to him, and just so he was called out, last out of the game at the plate.
The American League's going to be interesting. It wouldn't surprise me if Minnesota goes to the World Series. It wouldn't surprise me at all. It wouldn't surprise me if Oakland wins the first round or whoever the wild card is. Teams are that close.
Yeah.
The Yankees and the Astros have big records, but the Yankees have a lot of holes that can be coming big problems during the playoffs, and if the Astros don't get healthy, they'll have problems in the playoffs. So it all depends how it plays out. If Houston gets healthy, I think they'll win everything. The Yankees, on the other hand, they have a lot of pitching issues to answer, and if they can't answer them, they're going to need to score 10 runs a game to win, and against some teams, they're not going to be able to do it.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I've been with Houston now. Even though I'm a Yankee fan, I'm glad to see the Yankees do good, and I want them to win the World Series. Yes, I do. But right now, even with until it starts, we're a month away from it starting, basically.
If Houston, just about, yeah.
If Houston goes in as a healthy team, I just don't see any team beating them in any of the series coming up. That's all.
They have the most depth everywhere.
Yeah.
I think they have the best hitting lineup. They have the best starting pitching.
Yeah.
And starting pitching is going to – it's not going to be six pitchers, hack a pitcher a day in the playoffs. The team that gets depth is going to win.
Yeah. So I'll reconsider at the end of the season. But I would my pick would be if everybody goes in on an equal basis where everybody's fairly healthy and got who they need to play,
mm-hmm.
Houston's head and shoulders above everybody else.
And don't count the Braves out against the Dodgers. The Dodgers they're not a shoe-in, not in my eyes. I think the Braves can take care of them.
Yeah. All right. Now, where do you want to go in sports?
We can go to the track.
Let's go to the track, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm only doing one race locally because I don't know what's going to happen with the weather.
Yeah.
So the ninth race tomorrow at Belmont, it's called the Jockey Club's Oaks Invitational. Never heard of the race before, but it probably was named something else, and they keep changing the names of these things. Mile and 3/8 on the turf. Eight horses in this race, and none are trained by Chad Brown. Figure that one out. So you're going to have an opportunity here to make some money. The one horse, Adisa, comes over from France, has run very well on a track with some give in it, gets Flavian Pratt, in my opinion, who is the best rider in California, gets the rail, saves ground on the inner turf. This horse has what appears to be a little bit of speed, should sit a nice trip from the rail and get things done tomorrow in the ninth. Another horse I'm going to use is the five horse, Love So Deep. Has a ton of turf breeding up and down. Another horse coming from overseas. This horse has been running in France and Great Britain. This horse has been running on boggy tracks, too. So this race should stay on the turf tomorrow because it's a stake. The track definitely should not be firm. So I'm going to go with the two foreign horses in this race, the one, Adisa, and the five, Love So Deep. From here we go all the way across to Kentucky on the undulating track at Kentucky Downs, up hills, over moats, like we always used to say. The eighth race tomorrow is called the Three Chimneys Ladies Turf, running a mile, running for $500,000, draws nine horses in this field. Two horses I'm looking at, one is a three-horse, Calillo. This horse is following the same pattern that it did last year when it won this race. Won this race last year just a shade under 5-1. Prior to that, ran a nice prep race at Ellis Park, did the same thing this year, got beat by less than a length, closing late. I think this horse at 10-1 is a real attractive play in the eighth tomorrow at Kentucky Downs. And another horse who has run well at Kentucky Downs is the eight horse, Sensitive. This is another horse, hasn't been out since July, ran a nice winning race at Ellis Park in an overnight stake race, training very, very well at Churchill Downs for this race. So I'm looking at a 3.883 exacta with the 3 to win, and the odds on these horses are pretty good. The 3 is 10-1, the 8 is 8-1, but don't let odds scare you. Kentucky Downs last week, one of the stake races of two horses I liked, just like two horses in the race, they were both over 10-1. One was 15-1, and they both ran 1-2. So if you kind of have a feel for these horses, don't let the odds intimidate you because there's big prices there. Yesterday there was an $88 horse there. So the eighth race at Kentucky Downs, 3.883 with the 3 to win. The tenth race is the Kentucky Turf Cup. They're running for $1 million here, going a mile and a half. Again, a couple horses I'm looking at. One is the two horse, My Boy Jack. This horse is lightly raced on a turf but has a nice closing kick, which is a good way to run it at Kentucky Downs. At 12-1, this horse is a play I'm going to use in my exactas and try. But there's two horses in here that ran in this race last year, and they ran 1-2 and can very well run 1-2 again in here tomorrow. The 10-horse Arklow, trained by Brad Cox, and the 5-horse Bigger Picture. These horses are coming in, again, similarly how they came into the race last year. You know these horses like the track, which is a big thing at Kentucky Downs. I think they run 1-2 again this year, but I think Bigger Picture is coming into this race maybe a little bit better and maybe get the upper hand on Arklow in this one. So 10-5-7 is my exacta box. The five bigger pictures, my win ticket, and the 5-10 exact. I'm going to press that ticket a few more times in the Ladies Turf Cup at Kentucky Downs. So nice races tomorrow. There's a lot of other races in Kentucky Downs. A lot of stakes races there tomorrow. Big fields, big prices. That's the place to play tomorrow.
All right, Mike, I'll check with you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Take care. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.